Thank you. Jerry is our new family life minister at our church, and God has blessed us. When we look at this and how Jerry came to us, we just see God's fingerprints all over it, and we are just honored to have him and his wife Gail with us. And we're building a Christian counseling center that's going to be on the back here, and we are hoping that's going to be up and going this summer. That's our hope and goal. We just need to pray. I know some of you farmers got some seed in the ground. Let's get you some prayed for rain on that. And then after that, we need to turn off the spigot for a few weeks so we can get this built. But anyway, be in prayer for the counseling center. Be in prayer for Jerry and Gail. Because we feel strongly that this is going to have a very vital and redemptive role to play in this area of Texas. And Jerry, we're honored for what God has done in your life, how you've honored him. And today we want to honor our mothers. I don't know how you feel about Mother's Day sermons. Don't really care. I'm going to do it anyway. So, because all of you and I have a mom, and we need to recalibrate. Today's one of those opportunities to say, hey, this is God's will for us with regard to our moms. If our moms have deceased, today is a day without hope that is filled with gratitude as you reflect on and think about the gifts and benefits that have come to your life from God through your mom. And if your mom is living today, you better give her a call, put your arm around her, tell her you love her. My mother is 850 miles away. She's still upset about her boy being down in Texas. But anyway, I'm going to call mom just as soon as worship is over and spend some time with her. But today I just want to talk about it a little bit. I understand that the National Retail Federation tells us that yesterday and today for the Mother's Day weekend here in America, we're going to spend about $20 billion on our moms. We are circulating some cash quick around here. So maybe that'll help out the economy. People are buying flowers and jewels and gift certificates, maybe to the nail salon to be beautified and everything. And those are all good things. Yesterday, Hannah and I went and we were on a mission to honor the most important woman in our lives. The other two were unavailable. So Hannah and I go and we talk about what we want to do. So we knew that one of mom's favorite stores in town is Cato's. And the reason I knew that is because it shows up a lot in our check registry. Are y'all following me on this? So it was a no-brainer. So guys, if you don't know, just pay attention to your statements and you'll figure some stuff out. But anyway, so we went to Cato's, which is a ladies' fashion store. It's very close to Hibbett Sports, otherwise I wouldn't even know where it is. So Hannah and I, we walk into Cato's and we go to the back register, and I'm standing there, no one's around, and there was a lady working over to my left, hanging some clothes up on a rack, and she goes, "Do you need a gift certificate?" And I looked around like this, and I saw brassieres and intimates over here and some blouses and stuff there, and I'm going, "How did you know that's what I wanted?" Yes, I need a gift certificate. I'm old school. I'm not wearing these. Okay, but I said, this is my annual trip to Cato's Fashions right here. And so anyway, she fixed us up. And so we wanted to honor our precious lady in our lives. But moms, we just want to say this. You deserve this and you deserve so much more. It's not the things that matter, is it, moms? It's the gifts. It's not just the material gifts. It's truly the love and the admiration and the honor that brings blessing to the lives of our moms. Every year, for the last 14 years, there is a website called salary.com. And they have on this website something called the Mom Salary Wizard. And they get information and input from mothers all year long on their roles that they carry out as mothers. And then salaries.com gets their experts together and they put a financial value on all the roles that mothers play. And they took the top 10 roles that mom play, things like daycare center teacher, CEO, psychologist, cook, housekeeper, laundry machine operator, computer operator, facilities manager, janitor, and van driver. They had 15,000 moms that filled in all of this data and information for them as they came up with this. And mothers, we just want you to know. So here's what they did. They put a financial value on those 10 roles that you play every week in your lives. They have for full-time moms, the hours that you put in, what you deserve to be paid. And then they have working mothers who have a profession or a career. And then also they figure in the hours of work that you do. And this is the data that they come up with. So stay-at-home moms, the financial value of the work that you do, if it were to be paid for true value, it would be $118,905. Can I get an amen on that one? You go, mom. And then working moms spend about 59 hours a week doing home duties. And her value of the roles that she plays is $70,107. So good job. I thought about writing Mindy a check today for $70,107, but I was afraid she might try to go cash that. And that would ruin my life. So anyway... Mothers, you really do. You make a difference, and it is significant and endearing to know what you do. This does not account for all the love and care and concern that you provide, which you can't even put a price on that. So today we want to give a shout out to Mom, reminding ourselves of the amazing gift that she is to all of us. So to the one who does all the laundry, only to look up in the basket 5 minutes later and see that it's full again, we say thank you, Mom. 1 minute you're done, the next you've got 4 more loads to do. To the one who wonders, how does it multiply so fast? Why can't someone invent something that automatically folds clothes? And where in the world do half the socks disappear to? We say thank you, Mom. To the one who goes and buys all the groceries, stocking the fridge and the pantry, and then see teenagers or young ones run through, and all of a sudden all the groceries you just bought and spent hours putting together just a few hours ago, we say, thank you, Mom. And to the one who makes sure that the kids are clean and that the house is clean, to the one who deals with a lot of atomic diapers, crayons covering the walls and making the floor so clean that you could eat off of it, because if you have a toddler, they will eat off of it, literally. We say, thank you, Mom. Moms, when you read Dr. Seuss, when he says, and this mess is so big and so deep and so tall, we cannot pick it up. There is no way at all. If that relates to you, then we say, thank you, Mom. Cleaning your house, someone says, while your kids are still growing up is like washing your car, knowing that it's about to rain. It never ends. To the one who arranges deliveries, drop-offs, pickups, and take me here and theirs, we say, thank you, Mom. Peter DeVries, he's an American author and he's a satirist. He says this, a suburban mother's role is to deliver children obstetrically once. You get that? And by car forever after. So we say thank you, Mom. There was an author in O Magazine, which is Oprah's magazine, named Lisa Kogan. And this, the title of the article says this, what do women want from men? Okay, so here we go. See, I don't want to do this one because it's personal. It puts me on the hook. Says every now and again, she says, we want somebody else to pick the restaurant. Y'all can say amen if you want to. Okay, pick the restaurant, arrange the play date, plan the seating, buy the tickets, do the laundry, schedule the appointment, pack the bags, balance the books, send the gift, walk the dog, fill out the forms, break the silence, lift the band, make the payment, count the calories, hold the phone, explain the joke, beat the odds, hit the ground running, win the race, and save the day when we sleep past noon in high thread count sheets and a cashmere blanket. In other words, we want time off for good behavior. I thought that was good. All day. Karen wants all day. Okay. Well, I want to put this in a theological context to, for us to reflect and think for a moment. What is it that God thinks about moms and wives and mothers? And I want to share this passage. When God called Israel at Mount Sinai to be a different kind of people, a people that was, they were going to be a priesthood, a holy nation. They were going to do things different from the rest of the world. And the way that God wanted them to do things different, these 10 commands, these limiting boundaries, the purpose of this, church family, was to usher in peace and wholeness, and I believe true humanity, to do things the way in which God had intended from the very beginning. And Israel was going to be this city on a hill. They were going to be a light to the nation so that others could learn and to walk in the ways of the Lord. Well, the fifth command that God gives Moses at Mount Sinai to share with Israel so they could fulfill their mission of being a different kind of people says this: honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. I want to say something. Sometimes Christianity gets a bad rap today because people view Christians as being archaic, like really old school, like not with the times, not very progressive and forward thinking. They look at Christians sometimes and go, actually, Christians are suppressive to women. They hold women down. They exalt men over women. And I want to share with you that the truth is God's word has it just differently. The ancient world was a patriarchal world. Okay? Both the Hebrews and all the other nations were patriarchal. The one that was deserving of honor or demanded all the honor and made all of the decisions for the household, if you're going to fit within society, was the man. It wasn't until very recently in America that women have become more exalted and esteemed as we have moved into more an egalitarian society rather than a patriarchal or a hierarchical society. Am I boring the socks off of you? Hang with me. Here's what's awesome about God. From the very beginning, listen to me, ladies, and you can say amen to this if you want to. God's final act of creation, his crowning achievement of creation, and his completion of creation was when he made the woman. Amen? And he said, it is very good. And when God had called Israel at Mount Sinai, they were going to be a different people. And when you read this scripture, you have no idea, church family, how progressive this passage truly is. When it says, honor your father and your mother. That was about as progressive and outlandish and wild a comment that was counterculture that you could ever read. But among Israel and the people of God, this is how it was to be. That the woman was deserving and worthy of honor. And we want to give her that honor and reset and reestablish that honor she is deserving of. The second most important and fundamental relationship in any society, the second one and most fundamental in any society, is the relationship that parents have with their children. Do you know what the first one is? The first one would be marriage. And the second important relationship is the parent-child relationship. It's so intricate and important to society. As a matter of fact, this, in case you didn't get it with this passage, in Leviticus chapter 19, the Word of God says this: the Lord said to Moses, so he's going to give them a number of commands, and this is how he leads off. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Each of you must respect your, what does it say? Notice who is mentioned first in this passage. Not your father and your mother, but your, say it with me, your mother and your father. And so in case they didn't get it, they should have got it with this passage right here, as the mother is mentioned ahead of the father. And so this word in the old authorized version, it says, fear your mother and father. That sense of deep, deep, deep reverence. This is what God has called us to think as we think about our relationships with our mother. Proverbs chapter 31. It's great. Turn there in your Bibles with me for a minute. Proverbs 31. Here we go. Go ahead. It's on your Bible app in your phone. I know you got it. And for those of us that are old school, that are dealing with the old technology of paper and ink, like myself, Proverbs 31, look with me at verse 13. It esteems this great woman, this mom. The mother is this. So here's the point. The mom is both a protector and a provider. That's one of the reasons she is deserving of honor. She's a protector and a provider. Look at verse 13. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. Now, the way we might translate that today is she goes to Walmart and buys Fruit of the Loom and Hanes for her children. Or maybe it's JCPenney or Kohl's or whatever it does. But she is the one that takes initiative. She's like merchant ships bringing her food from afar. Or she went to H-E-B. She gets up while it's still night. Ain't that the truth? Somebody go, mm-hmm. She gets up while it's still dark, and she provides food for her family, or she gets herself ready and then gets all of her family ready, and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and she buys it, and out of her earnings she plants a vineyard. All these things that this woman does. Now, he concludes with this. Look at verse 28. So children, and all of us are children, amen? We're all children here. So, as we think about her mom, it says this, her children arise and call her blessed. I asked some of the boys today when they came into church with their mom, I said, did you tell your mom that she was blessed when she rose up? No, we don't even know what you're talking about. Well, do it. Try it. Here we go. I said, hey, this sermon is for you. Her children rise up, call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, beauty fleets. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. And so we honor our moms because they're protectors and providers. One day on the west side of Chicago, Miss Thomas opened up the door, and there on her stoop were about 25 street thugs. This was 1966, West Side Chicago. Miss Thomas had 9 children. 7 of them were boys. And these street thugs were known as the Vice Lords. And they wanted Miss Thomas's boys to join their gang. So they'd come to her house to recruit. And so she opens up the door and they say, Miss Thomas, where's your boys? And they told her what they wanted. And she said, oh, okay. Well, hold on just a moment. She looked down and she said, I'll be right back. And she closed the door. And in a moment or two later, she opened up the door. And there was a loaded shotgun barrel sticking out the door. And she says, my boys ain't joining no Vice Lord's gang because they're in the Thomas gang. And so anyway, the Thomas gang, none of them joined that day. The Thomas gang all graduated from the high school, and the youngest of the Thomas gang was a guy by the name of Isaiah. Anyone ever heard of Isaiah Thomas? One of the greatest basketball guards of all time. You know, maybe you and I don't live wondering if somebody's going to come knocking on our door trying to get our kids to join a gang, but moms, we do know what it's like to fight constantly for their safety, their protection, for them to be provided for. And moms, you're the ones who stand in the gap, and you make all that difference. Well, the passage says to honor. And let me just say this. What does honor mean? What does it mean to honor? You think about that for a few moments. That's a command. Is that a limited command or an un limited command. Think about that for just a moment. If you saw a law on a sign and it said speed limit 55 miles an hour, is that a limited or an unlimited law? It's obviously a limited law. You're only supposed to go 55. And in my household, if I don't obey the law, I have a lawyer that sits to my right and reminds me. But what if you saw that same sign and there wasn't a speed limit? The sign just said, go. How fast could you go? Well, you could go as fast as you could because it's a law that is without limits. So church family, when the scriptures say, honor your mother and father, that's not limited to just doing laundry for a day. It's not limited to just making that phone call saying I love you. It's not a limiting command. It's an unlimited command. So it doesn't matter when you turn, you know, should you stop honoring your mom when you turn 18? Should you stop when you get married? Should you stop when you're 30, 40, 50? When you retire, do you stop honoring your mom, right? Scripture says honor. It's an unlimited command. So on this day, moms, we want to honor you. We want to honor you for the role that is fundamental to society that you play. We would break down without your gifts of life, love, wisdom, and direction. Secondly, the Lord God says you are just as worthy of honor, esteem, and respect as fathers are. Third, your role as provider and protector is essential to the well-being and success of your children. This is your highest calling as a woman of faith. And finally, mom, you are worthy of honor without limit and without end. Being mom never ends. But neither does the honor that you are owed. Amen? Happy Mother's Day. If we can serve any of you, we invite you to come forward while Jerry leads us in this song.